First name is Chanel, S-C-H-N-E-L-L-E. Last name is Oliver, 8769, date of birth. Today is the 23rd. Miss Oliver is a 56-year-old woman whom I met sometimes in February of this year with symptoms of sinusitis, fibromyalgia, and multiple other issues and problems. She was not happy with her PCP, and her PCP is too far. So now she switched to us to become her primary care physician, period. In the paragraph, patient tells me that her last period was 14 years ago. She got married a year ago. Now they're separated because differences in opinions and such. She has had six children, or five pregnancies, four living. Patient has a history of medical problems, hypertension, diabetes related to Elovil, which is improving, gastroesophageal reflux, hyperlipidemia, depression, anxiety, non-suicidal, and fibromyalgia. Fibromyalgia is her biggest problem as far as her pain is concerned. She has tenderness and fatigue, jaw pain, back pain, lots of tender points over her back, chest, and muscle spasms. She's never been on Flexeril. She's never been on Lyrica. They had gabapentin. She's taking 100 milligram at this time. Only once a day. It's not working for her period. New paragraph, surgery. She's had cholecystectomy, hysterectomy. Family history, heart disease in dad, mom with diabetes, no breast cancer, no colon cancer. Mammogram. She has an appointment at Rose coming up. Colonoscopy, had both colonoscopy, GD a couple of years ago. Allergy, no drug allergy, review of system, muscle spasm, chest pain. She's a bus driver. She gained at least 18 pounds with Elovil, and she had prediabetes. She took one off Elovil, and her symptoms got better. She has tenderness over her back, jaw, muscle spasm, fatigue, symptoms of tiredness, and fibromyalgia-related symptoms. And has tried to lose some of the weight. She's interested in GLP-1. She has no family history of thyroid cancer, but that has to be on hold till we find a good reason for her GLP-1, whether it's a sleep apnea, which she had a study done a few years ago. It was negative, but that's before she gained all the weight, and possible diabetes. She had A1C around 6.7 before we'll recheck her A1C, but that's on hold because today on the ultrasound we found the left-sided thyroid cyst that needs to be addressed, period. An exam, she weighs 167 pounds. She's up 2 pounds from 225.26, 98.2, 97, 28, 76, 112 over 74. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs, wrong pike, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, or mucosa with aneurysm, drugs are non-focal. Number one, fibromyalgia. Number two, we're going to stop the Durantin. We're going to put it on Lyrica, 50 milligram at nighttime for 7 nights, then one twice a day. Next number, she's going to come back and see us in 2 weeks. Next number, we did find a 1 centimeter left side of thyroid nodule. Next number is referred to Indo ASAP. Next number, she has an appointment with the ENT because of issues regarding her sinuses and congestion, which she has not kept. Next number, she also has an appointment with a podiatrist because she feels like she has chronic foot pain, and she has not done that at this time. Next number, mammogram will be done at the Rose. Next time is colonoscopy is up to that. Next time is recheck blood work. Next time is look for increased A1C. Next number, hyperlipidemia. Next time is check cholesterol. Next time is continue with Crestor, 10 milligram. Next number is the combination of Uspar and duloxetine. He's doing a good job for her symptoms. Next time is gastroesophageal reflux, treated with famantadine. And famantadine at this time. Next number, she's taking the metformin ER, 500 milligram, 2 weeks, yeah. 500 milligram a day to help with the diabetes. Next number, check A1C. Next number, she's on lamotrigine, and she feels like at one time she had seizures. She never had a full workup. She feels like those symptoms might be coming back. This is not interfering with the driving or anything else at this time, but I feel like I feel more comfortable for her to see a neurologist, so we're going to send her to a neurologist ASAP to see about these possible seizures and why she's on lamotrigine, 100 milligram one today. Next number, she drives a school bus, and that's very important to get to the bottom of. Next number is no more tricyclic because of side effects of weight gain and prediabetes. Next number, findings discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Next number, patient has no history of tobacco or drug abuse and or and alcohol abuse in the past. Put that in the list. And next number, medication, see the medication list opposite page. Thank you.